A woman with COVID-19 has handed herself into police after fleeing quarantine in Auckland. She was one of three alleged escapees in quick succession by people quarantining from the community. Our MIQ reporter Katie Todd has the details.
It was supposed to be a quick trip home for a woman with COVID-19 to collect her belongings, lock up and look after her pet before going into quarantine at the Holiday Inn Auckland Airport. She had been in hospital and was being escorted, but 10 minutes after she went into the house, at about 10 o'clock last night, MIQ officials say the security detail went to check on her and she was gone. The National Party's COVID-19 spokesperson Chris Bishop wants to know exactly what went wrong.
Seems a bit unusual to let people, you know, 10 minutes alone to go and do that. I mean, no doubt there'll be an investigation into exactly what's happened here and we'll get to the bottom of it. It's just, I think, really worrying that this continues to happen. People are put into MIQ for a reason and they should stay there.
This afternoon, the woman handed herself into police. She's not being taken to an MIQ facility. Instead, she's being taken to the custody unit at Mount Eden Prison. She's been charged with failing to comply with the COVID-19 health order and is due to appear in the Manukau District Court tomorrow. COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins suggested officials had been duped.
So it was an escorted visit, but it was clearly someone who has provided wrong information and has therefore broken the rules.
But that wasn't the only escape last night. Just hours earlier at the Holiday Inn, two people on day 6 and day 7 of their stay decided to make a break for freedom by scaling a fence. Officials say they never left the site of security and were stopped by police officers. Two men are now before the Auckland District Court, charged with failing to comply with the COVID-19 health order. They're among 142 people at the hotel who never planned to go into MIQ, but were moved from the community after testing positive for COVID-19. Today, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern was sympathetic towards security.
I think it just demonstrates the job that day in, day out is being done by everyone to ensure people are kept safe, despite the fact that unfortunately we have some individuals who have other plans.
The escapees have earned scorn from National Party leader Judith Collins.
We've got a city that's in lockdown. We've got people behaving like that. They need to be arrested and they need to be dealt with. It is absolutely outrageous that they have behaved like this.
This comes after RNZ revealed MIQ hotels had recorded 12 escapes and more than 100 attempted escapes or residents wandering about in off-limits areas of their hotels in the 10 months from September last year. That figure doesn't include the COVID-19 positive case that fled the Novotel early last month. MIQ has declined RNZ's interview requests.